Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Okay. All right.
All right. Welcome to Pardon My Snark, the podcast where a girlfriend gossips to her boyfriend about Carolyn Calloway, and for some reason, he listens. I'm Shay.
I'm Ryan.
And, I'm, God damn
Great start.
It. God fucking damn
you,
it.
You had it all the way up there, right there.
Am I turning red? I'm turning red.
No, not bad.
Okay.
You're good.
All right, not bad, just a little bit. Obviously, we're, like, definitely nervous to be recording this, especially, I don't know if I told you this, I received, like, so many messages of people being like, oh my God, I'm so excited to hear what your voice sounds like.
That's why I'm nervous. Like, all the people.
I was like, that's absolutely terrifying and flattering at the same time. So they're probably going to hate it, and that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would want to listen to my voice.
I don't either.
Yeah.
We're also, like, technically recording this a lot sooner than I had initially planned in my, like, podcast timeline, because so much happens in one fucking day in Carolland.
Carolland. I like that.
it's like dog years. It's literally like dog years, if that makes sense. Like, so much happens. I was starting to get completely overwhelmed with, like, how much I was gonna have to catch up to make this podcast relevant to what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just like, fuck it, let's just go for it.
Because when you mentioned it, it was like a month ago.
And oh, baby. Yeah. It was so much longer than that.
Was it really?
It was, yeah. Oh, fuck. I meant to look that up.
Wow, language.
We can cuss as much as we want to on here.
Well, fuck you.
So what are we talking about today?
I have no idea, dear host.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I think we're talking about Carolyn Calloway.
Oh, you think so? It's only the name of the podcast.
It is not. The name of the podcast, like, is Pardon My Snark.
Oh, it's not.
You didn't fucking know that? I just said it. It's called the Carolyn Calloway Tea. Like, that's the...
Yeah, that's what that's I was That's what I was, like, tag. Thinking of. Yeah, the tag. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. So, first off, I wanted to say, for everyone who's listening to this, I have a couple of, I guess, disclaimers, almost. This is a snarking podcast. You know? It's literally called Pardon My Snark. That means that you're absolutely welcome to email me how sad my life is that I devote all of this time to snarking on Carolyn Calloway.
It's
and
sad.
I will agree with you. And then I will continue doing exactly what I'm already doing. So you could just save us all the time and not do that. And know that I realize how petty as fuck my hobby is. And I fucking love it. So, yeah.
What am I getting myself into?
And you can't change my goddamn mind. Another thing I wanted to say is I want to make it, like, perfectly clear that for several months now, and now going forward, I do not personally contact Carolyn. I do not comment on any of her content. I do not comment on any of her content. I even have her blocked from the Instagram that some of y'all probably know which Instagram I'm talking about. And some of you might not know, and we will get to that soon.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I know literally nothing about this whole...
Well, you know a little bit about
this. I know
Instagram.
A little bit. You told me a little bit, like, during, like, dinners and...
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. I really, really went back and forth on this first episode between making it, like, you know, kind of a concise history of who Carolyn is versus doing a summary of my own history with her and how all of this came about and why the fuck I'm doing a podcast about her. And I decided to go with a basic summary of how I found her, how all of this started, and how we ended up here, how my Instagram came to be. Again, I will reference that a lot. We'll eventually get to it. How this podcast came to be. And that's going to kind of simultaneously give a background of who she is. I'm doing this because, number one, with certain recent events happening that we will get to at some point in the future, who fucking knows when, there are a lot of articles out right now that go over basically who she is and why she's popular and why she's around, like, why people know about her. There's a lot of articles that go over, like, her beginning and whenever she first came to Instagram. So, and number two, I just really prefer to talk about myself, you know, so.
I have noticed.
Oh. So if you would like a full in-depth Carolyn primer, you can find one that's really good on the Reddit blog snark thread. And if I'm able to figure out how to do that, if I have a website at some point, I will link it. I don't know if that's going to happen. Who knows? So thank you to the person who made that. You know who you are, and I'm a huge fan of you. Another thing to note, last thing to note before we're going to move forward, is whenever I mention Caro, Carl, Cece, one time I even accidentally called her Calf. All of these nicknames refer to Carolyn.
How'd you get that one?
Typo. Oh. I was like messaging someone on Instagram and it just came out Calf and I was like, oh.
No, keeping it.
Okay. All right. Last thing to note is that the day that we're recording this is October 4th of 2019. That's where we are in Caroland at the moment. So, you know a little bit about her, just from what I've told you at, like, our happy hours and stuff like that. You probably remember literally nothing of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. So I'm going to start from the very beginning of my journey with Carolyn.
Aw.
It started in spring of 1993. That's whenever I was born. No, I'm just kidding.
Now they know how old you are.
Oh, I mean, pretty much everyone already knew how old I was. I don't really care.
Fair enough.
How I came to find out about Carolyn was I was on Twitter and someone that I followed who is from the Drunks and Dragons podcast retweeted the now infamous viral Twitter thread.
Wait, which one was it from Drunks and Dragons?
Jennifer
Sheik. Oh, Jennifer Sheik.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Which, can we just talk about how weird it is that, like, you and I have wanted to do a podcast for, like, months now, and now we're doing a podcast that's about this instead of books.
Right? Or games, or movies.
Or true crime.
I'd be down for that, too.
Right? But, like, yeah. What the fuck are we even doing?
I don't know.
Who let us do this?
I don't know. We should probably talk to them. Something. File a complaint.
I told someone that on Instagram. I was like, I don't know why the fuck I'm doing this podcast that's about snarking on someone whenever literally the only podcasts I listen to are true crime podcasts. That's all I listen to. She was like, well, you know, what we do following Carl is kind of equivalent to like a detective work. And I was like, you know, that's true. That's very true.
It's like psychoanalyzing someone.
To the max.
Yes. Yes.
I will analyze every single thing that you do.
That's not terrifying.
But yeah, I mean, like, my favorite podcasts are literally just all true crime podcasts. And that's all that I listen to. So I have absolutely no basis on how to do this kind of podcast. So we're just going to go with it.
I mean, I feel like that's how you should go with it.
Get out.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, let's get to it. Okay, so yeah, whenever she retweeted this, it was still going on. It was still happening. So what was happening was that Carolyn Calloway, a Instagram influencer, was having a creativity workshop.
I remember that sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit of history on Carl at this point. She became Instagram famous by very long captions that she wrote on Instagram while she was in Cambridge. That's kind of when her Instagram took off. She now talks about how basically she knew how much Americans love Harry Potter and knew that she is an American going to Cambridge. People want to hear about that. People want to see that. And
do we, though?
I get offended every single fucking time she compares herself or talks about Harry Potter. I told you she fucking... No, I didn't tell you.
You did not. Yeah. But go ahead.
Sometimes I get you confused with all of my followers on Instagram. Because, like, I have a bunch of followers. And, like, I talk to them a lot.
I get it. You're just too popular now.
I know. I almost have 1,000 followers.
Wow. Look at you, Miss Big Shot.
I am... Woo! Okay, anyway. So, she applied to Cambridge 3 times. She finally got in. She got popular on Instagram by romanticizing her time while she was there. She basically has, finally confessed now that she, like, really elaborated a lot of it. La la la.
La la.
I also tried to go back and read her Instagram from like the first couple, like the first posts that she made. And I was just so fucking confused because like she does this thing where she will start telling a story and then never finish it and then start five other stories. And you're like, what the fuck is happening right now? So whenever I first discovered her, I tried to go back and catch up because that's what I do. Anytime I start listening to a new podcast or anything like that, I go back to the beginning. I went to the beginning with her and I had no idea what was fucking going on. So at that time that she was doing these creativity workshops, at the time that I found her through the Twitter thread.
Fucking fuckatash.
She was not really, oh God. She was not really posting on Instagram. She was doing stories on Instagram. She hadn't posted on Instagram in like a couple years, I think. It had been like at least a year.
So you can't even go back sort of and look at them? Or did she say though?
What?
Her stories? Because they go away, don't they?
Oh yeah, they go away unless you have like highlights. Unless you do your highlights or whatever.
Yeah.
And she didn't really have a whole lot of highlights at that time. So she was like, and she was even claiming in her Instagram bio that she was the first Instagram to use long stories, long form stories. Okay.
Wow.
She's really cool. Okay.
So like, cool.
I don't know if you
got that. I'm impressed already.
Well, you should be. Another thing that is important, she got a book deal based off of her Instagram. For a long time, we thought it was like for a $500,000 deal, but it turns out it was only $325,000. But she got like a pretty big advance.
That's still a big amount.
Oh yeah, it's a huge amount based off of an Instagram.
I wish I could get that.
Sure. You could do that, babe.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the support.
You're welcome. She got like a really big advance, like $100,000 or $150,000, something like that. She eventually fell through on the book deal and supposedly had to pay her advance back. That whole area is a little gray right now, if I'm remembering correctly. And she decided that she didn't want to write this book because she didn't want to talk about boys anymore. So a lot of her Instagram in Cambridge was based around the people that she dated. Mostly this guy named Oscar. And that's part of how she got the book deal, was, you know, through the stories that she told about them.
Yeah.
And according to her, she had a feminist awakening and was like, I don't want to write about boys anymore.
Silly boys.
Silly Cambridge posh lords. She literally said that.
Wait, repeat that one more time.
Posh lords.
Posh lords.
Yeah, she says it seriously too.
Really?
Hmm.
Huh.
Okay, so anyway, let's fast forward to, so that's a little bit of her background on the Instagram. Again, like I said, I don't really want to fucking go into all of that because it's been so hashed out and I'm not even a great narrator on past Carolyn, like over the past, if it's not this year, and you're going back, like, before. I was not around for that. So
it's old news, you know?
It's old news. Who the fuck cares anymore? So much is going on right now. You don't even know.
I really don't.
You really don't. Okay. So anyway, whenever I started following her, she was doing a creativity workshop. It was very vague, but this thread that I stumbled upon was basically talking about how she's a scammer for doing this workshop because she has nothing to fucking teach women in the first place, and she was charging $165 per ticket to basically hear her talk, sit on the floor, and eat salad.
Jeez, I wouldn't even pay for like a concert ticket that much.
No.
Yeah, right.
Fuck no.
Like, Jesus.
Maybe I should pull up the thread.
Maybe, yeah, go for it. Yeah. Well, yeah, you should be able to read. I thought you had it pulled up on the
ear. No!
Okay. Babe.
Shut up!
You got this.
It's fine.
It's no big deal. It's whatever.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, she was charging $165 per ticket, which is just
ridiculous in every regard.
Yeah. another thing that she was doing was she was talking. Okay, like, part of me can understand because she's doing all of this and, like, her, what?
I put my knuckles there. Is that okay?
I don't care.
Okay.
She's doing all of this basically live. She's, like, posting these stories live and kind of showing how she's stumbling through this whole ordeal.
What do you mean live? Like, she's planning it on her stories? Or
no,
like...
No. I mean, like, she's posting... She's, like, she does this thing where she, like, basically thinks out loud and puts it on her stories. Which is okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is it's a little fucking risky whenever you're doing something like planning what she wanted to be a worldwide tour.
Not to mention charging $165.
$165.
Yeah.
That's... For something that this is the first time she'd ever done anything. She never has does not have any experience doing this. Also, oh, maybe I should mention that she's 27 fucking years old and she's never had a job in her entire life. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel, like, angry. Like, wow, why couldn't I be a trust fund baby?
I don't think she's a trust fund baby. She's not a trust fund baby? Just, like, I don't think she... Like, she doesn't have a trust fund. She just, like, grew up very privileged. And I don't know how she does it. I really don't know where... Like, how she lives right now in New fucking York.
Without a job?
Without a job. Yeah. Except that we'll get to what she says her job is. I can't even. There's so much.
Can't even.
Well,
isn't, like, an influencer's, like, normal job to, like,
SponCon.
Yeah,
sponsored content.
You sponsor content.
She doesn't do sponsored content.
She doesn't do what? How does she make money, then? How does she live in New York?
Yes, like, exactly.
Exactly. Oh, okay. I'm interested now.
That is... I don't even know when we're going to get to that.
Can honestly? I do this also?
No, you okay. Can't. Okay, so anyway, she's charging $165. She's literally confessing on her stories that she has not booked even half of the venues. She had, I think, 2 venues booked.
That's like the first thing you do before you announce anything.
Right?
Like that's just
basics.
Yeah, like anywhere you have to do that like weeks or months in advance before you even like announce that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, that's the way that you should do it. According to her, she sold out of her seminars, so she got, like, a cool $15,000 just for those seminars.
Cool $15,000.
Yeah, that's all. It's
no big deal.
It's...
Whatever.
It's fine.
I wish I had $15,000.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm referencing the Twitter thread as well, which is from Kaylee Donaldson.
It's a cool name. That's like a journalist name right there.
Okay.
I can appreciate that.
So her workshop was exactly 4 hours, and she was planning on not even being there for the first hour.
What?
This is what she said. I will not be... Oh, okay, 11 to 12, new student orientation coffee and tea. It makes me so upset that she's calling these people students and calling herself a teacher.
What are they learning?
I don't fucking know. They're not learning anything because she has nothing to fucking teach anyone. She was basically like her selling point was like, it's a great time for us to be vulnerable and talk about heartbreak and being ourselves. Like, this is what she was saying. So,
I mean, I do that in my bed every night, you know?
Oh, what? Oh.
Cry myself to sleep, you know?
Oh, okay.
You can edit that out, please.
Oh, my God.
It's the wine, I'm telling you.
Basically, long story short, she crashes and burns with this workshop.
I mean, yeah.
You're drunk.
A little bit. I'm tipsy. I'm not drunk.
Okay, so the next thing I would like to say is that she's literally made 2 posts in the amount of time that we have been sitting here.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Wow. Huh. She's very active.
Do you understand why I'm overwhelmed?
A little bit. I'm learning.
Are you getting there?
I'm getting there.
Okay. Her tagline is invest in yourself in 2019 by spending $165 to listen to her rambling on about herself, which is her favorite thing to do. Also, my favorite thing to do, but I'm not fucking charging $165 for people to listen to me. Wait, we're not? Me. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do it next time.
Okay. So, I mean, this whole workshop is riddled with the most hilarious and cringy shit. I mean, she posts where she's asking for photographers to come take pictures of them, but she's not going to pay you.
Oh, of course, it's for exposure, right?
It's for, literally. Of course. She's like, it's great exposure.
Oh my God.
Because she's Instagram famous, so you don't need any money. You know, even though, like, that equipment and shit is really fucking expensive.
I'm just taking a moment to say, I feel so bad for, like, most artists or people who, like, do work like that. Because, like, I feel like the majority of people try to, like, oh, it's for exposure.
Yeah.
You'll have so many new, you know,
which, unless you're, like, fucking Gordon Ramsay. Nobody needs your exposure.
I love that you used Gordon Ramsay, by the way.
Listen, he was in our town recently, and I almost peed my pants.
Yeah, Josh told me.
God. I love him. Anyway.
You know, we actually could have gone.
You know what? I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm very upset.
Yeah. Understandable.
So, yeah. She, like, posts a story asking for DC-based photographers and videographers. Did I say that right? Videographers.
You are beautiful. Can you say that one more time for me, please? Pretty please. I need to hear this. Videographers?
Go away. I'm sweating. Fuck. Okay.
I'm just glad you were the first one to make a mistake like that instead of me. Because we both know.
The first of many.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So after that, she posts another story. Clearly, she was, you know, probably got a bunch of messages from people being like, hey, you should probably pay for people's work. You know, I know it's like a novel concept and it's not anything that you're familiar with because you've never been paid to work in your life. But maybe you should, you know, do that.
Pay people, you know? It's probably a good thing to do.
So she announced on her stories that the photographer and videographer.
You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Will now be paid.
Wow.
So the next, like, probably one of the most famous moments from this creativity shit show is this is my favorite. She bought a pallet of mason jars. She bought a pallet of mason jars, like over 1,000 mason jars.
For what?
For party favors to give to the people who attended the workshops. The best part, though, is that she lives in an apartment that's probably the size of this room, which for the listeners at home, y'all know because you probably follow her on Instagram. Should I have mentioned that you don't follow her on Instagram?
Me? I don't follow pretty much anyone on Instagram.
No, you're very not in the social media world.
No.
I'm going to mention that now.
Probably a good time.
You
do
don't follow her on Instagram. You don't even follow my Instagram that I've made. So everything that I'm telling you is basically brand new information for you, except for what we've discussed during happy hour. Yes.
Also, I was wanting to mention also, this is completely like almost off topic, but I love the way that she described like when she was starting to pay them again. It was almost like she was narrating like her own story as it's weirdly worded, if that makes sense.
Everything that she says is weirdly worded. And it's all worded in a way that makes her look like the
main character.
Well, she is the main character, but it makes her look like the thoughtful person. Oh. The person who just decided out of the goodness of her heart that she is going to, and that she actually thought about it, that she's going to pay photographers. Instead of probably getting so many fucking messages from people being like, excuse me?
They need money?
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
So yeah, she got 1,200 mason jars. They were delivered on a pallet, and she made this video of herself. At this point, I had... So, I found her through the thread whenever it was just starting. So then I followed her. I didn't even technically follow her. I just looked her up. And I kept looking her up, you know, every day. Because I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of a follow. But also, I was still, like, very cautiously, like, I don't know how I feel about this. Do I think she's a scammer? Because, you know, I looked at her Instagram, and it wasn't all, she wasn't just posting about her creativity workshop. She was posting about her little life in, I think she lives, like, West Side apartment in New York. And she has plants. And, like, you know, there's just a lot of parallels and similarities to me. And she lives in this, like, tiny little studio apartment. I live in a tiny little studio apartment. I have plants and I love plants. It was just like...
So what you're saying is you are Carolyn Calloway.
Fuck you. But no, I think a lot of people actually who follow her almost out of a morbid curiosity of realizing that there are parts of her that are also parts of ourselves.
Yeah, it's like looking...
If that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. It's like looking at yourself in the mirror, but like kind of like a twisted funhouse mirror sort
of thing. It's literally all of the bad parts of me if I had let them...
Fester
and take over my every waking thought, which... So, okay. So she orders a palette, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I've been trying to get to. She orders a fucking palette. This girl, I don't know. I think if you could boil privilege down into one phrase, it's that she did not know what a palette was.
That boggles my little peasant mind.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever... Like, I came out of my mother's fucking womb knowing what a palette is.
I think that's accurate, though. Like, literally, I don't remember ever learning what a palette was.
Right,
I just knew.
You just know what it is.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I mean, you go to fucking PetSmart and there's palettes laying around. How
Home
do you
Depot.
Know what a palette
everywhere.
Is?
Yeah. Like,
how do you not know?
Literally. Like, how do you...
I think that's, like, literally the like, epitome of privilege. Is to somehow be 27 years old and not know what a palette is. That just blew my mind. Because she's sitting there, she makes this video of them unloading the palette with all of the mason jars. And she's laughing and she's like, guys, it's a palette of mason jars. And then she goes on to describe to everyone what a palette is. And I'm just like, what the actual fuck is happening?
I want you to just, like, stop for a moment and, like, imagine the kind of life you would have to live in order to
not
know.
Know what a palette is.
Exactly. Like,
no, that's not possible.
Like, fucking Victoria era, like, never having to lift a finger to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing.
Like, people literally dress you and button you.
Exactly, yeah. That sort of, like...
I mean, you and I are around palettes every single fucking day.
Oh, yeah. Literally. Every single day.
That just blew my mind. And then the fact that she goes to describe to all of us... what a palette is. And we're all just like, yeah, honey, we know.
Yeah, yeah.
We know.
That's a little you know. Everyone knows what that is.
Yes. So, the next funny thing is getting a palette of mason jars up into her tiny little apartment.
Did it, like, fill up the entire place?
No, she found a place for it, but, like, she literally had, like, boxes almost up to her fucking ceiling, if not up to her ceiling. Of mason jars. Okay, so anyway, she doesn't book any of the venues. She literally has a New York venue booked, and I believe a Washington venue booked at that time. Like, she's announcing all of these... She's announcing a worldwide tour. And even saying, like... Even, like, wanting to go to the UK and saying that she's gonna be on BBC Radio London.
Did she... have like a reservation or like a...
Yeah, like she says she's been invited to talk about her creativity workshop on BBC Radio London.
Oh, okay.
Like, because she was planning on literally, like, she bought flights to London, confirmed creativity workshop dates for the UK will be dropping soon.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever actually do any of that?
No. Okay, so let's see what happens next after that. Then she posts a story on her Instagram asking her Boston, like, asking any followers that are in Boston if they know of a venue. So she's already sold the tickets. This is literally, I think at this point, was like literally a week away. And she is posting on her story asking if anyone knows of any venues in Boston whenever she has confirmed dates a week away.
Huh.
Then the All next right. fun thing that happens is the first day of the first tour happens. It's in New York. And because she advertised on her story that she was going to be making everyone's lunch, she's making everyone's lunch.
Okay.
And then she posts, let me show you.
Does she know how to cook?
She's making salads. The bitch is making fucking salads. She posts...
Are they good salads?
A story. I don't know. She posts a story saying, literally, I hate this. This is the... all caps, only part of the tour I have hated so far. I want to go back to reading your emails and writing affirmations in your journals and choosing flowers for our hair. Even the mason jars don't bother me that much because A, I think it's hilarious, and I know big picture they will make amazing gifts, blah, 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 blah. And I love giving you gifts. In New York, I am committed to doing this today, talking about making lunch for everyone.
A salad. Sorry.
But, oh my fucking God, DC. Would you consider bringing a packed lunch tomorrow if I extended the workshop with half an hour of extra time? It's your call, but I am dying. Dying. All caps. And then she posts her fucking face like this.
Wow. She looks so overworked.
You know, it's hard work to make a salad.
It really
whenever
is.
Whenever you've never done anything in your entire life.
Right? Isn't it? Because I usually have servants do that for you, right?
She doesn't have servants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. She doesn't have servants. But, no, I mean, like, I get it. You know, like, if you're making any kind of a good salad, there's a lot of prep involved. But, you know, one of the selling points of the workshop was that she was going to be making salads for people. She herself was making salads. So then she tells DC, which I think was literally, like, supposed to be the next couple of days. My timeline on this is fucking iffy because, y'all... I know people listening to this understand that so much is happening right now that scam 1.0 is, like, in the rearview mirror. Like, no one fucking cares about it
anymore. It's not even anymore. It's probably, like...
It's gone. Yeah. It's gone. So I'm just trying to, like, brush through this as quickly but as concisely as I can so you know what the fuck is going on.
Okay. I appreciate that.
So basically, it all falls apart on, like, live on Instagram... She does the workshop in New York. It looks like it goes well. I have to admit the venue was like really fucking cool. Another one of the famous things that she did was, I'll just read this to you. Something that people said to me today, talking about the day of the New York workshop, was really interesting was that this space was perfect for the workshop. That they couldn't imagine it being held anywhere but this Brooklyn loft. And honestly, I kind of fucking agree. The art, the light, the statues, the plants. I was dying. It was meant to be. It was like my apartment on a bigger scale. It was like a fever dream of my Instagram stories brought to life. I can't explain it, but everything just felt so fucking right here. Boston and Philly and possibly other tour dates as well, all caps. Would you like to have this magical experience in New York instead? I would refund you and we would rebook. She then does...
Oh, my God.
...a poll. You know how you can do a poll on Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, you vote. This is our spot. Fuck yes.
Wow, a lot of options there. That's...
And at the time, like, there were literally people messaging her and commenting on her, like, latest post, which was, like, a year old at that point. But that's the only place they could comment. Because she didn't have any new posts, you know. They're saying, please, please don't move the venue to New York. Because, like, you know, people are like, I can't afford a...
Yeah.
I can't fucking afford a plane ticket. Like, are you kidding
me? On top of $165? Like, Jesus. Come on.
Yeah. Can I have more wine?
I mean, I guess. I'm gonna drink more, too.
And then she does this thing where, like, she just lies. A lot. And she's like, Jesus Christ, the response to the polls in this loft has been overwhelming.
Oh my God, I offered two options that are both yes. Wow.
I can't stand it. Oh my fucking guys.
Oh my fucking guys.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of agree with you. Maybe I should just do all of the dates in New York. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? It's like... I don't even fucking know. Like, she offers two options that are both yes. And then, like,
And then she tries to play it off like...
As in if everyone was like, astoundingly...
No one can have any... There's no proof because no one can see her DMs except her.
Yeah.
So Kaylee then like posts some screenshots from like Carolyn's Stan accounts, like fan accounts, mm-hmm. of like people tagging her and being like, please still come to Chicago. Many of us can't afford to come to New York City, but we'd really like to attend. Let us know if you need help with finding a venue or anything. This leads me into a nice little segue talking about help finding the venue. I was messaged on my Instagram by Carolyn mm-hmm. Calloway fan account, and they were telling me, they were like a bunch.
Yeah.
There were a bunch.
Of fan accounts. Mm-hmm. Do influencers usually have fan accounts?
I think a lot of them do. I mean, like...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. They were telling me how, like... A lot of the fan accounts had come together and made like a spreadsheet for her with possible venues in the different cities where she was booked, and all of these different things that they had done to help her.
So they literally did the work
for her. They even like they sent it to her, and I wish I had there's a reason why I don't have the messages, but I will get to that. I wish I had the messages. She sent me like screenshots of everything. They had like a spreadsheet. They did all the work for her. And according to this person, she basically ignored them. And then, as we now know, literally had only two venues planned, one in New York and one in DC. And that's it. And she was advertising that she had all the venues booked. And I think it was that, I could be wrong, but because I don't remember the messages completely, because there were a lot of them, but I believe that's what instigated several of like her very well-known fan accounts stepping away. And publicly, they wrote a letter to her saying that they're really disappointed in the way that she's choosing to act, and they can't really stand by and encourage it anymore.
But
so
why?
They like rebranded.
But why? She has the perfect venue in New York.
Oh, yeah.
We should all go there.
It's there. It's a fever dream. Okay. So, anyway, let's move on. So, all of this goes down. There's so much little shit that happens that I just don't even want to get into because I don't want to.
Fair enough.
So, basically, she finds out about the Twitter thread because the...
Yes, your teeth are, like, purple.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
That's all I want to know.
She finds out about the Twitter thread. Twitter thread went viral. She went viral as a scammer. Everyone was comparing it to Firefest, and...
I have no clue what that is either.
How the fuck do you know what Firefest is?
I live under a very heavy rock.
Still?
Still, yes.
I thought we got you out of there.
No.
You're still in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never left.
Holy Christ, babe. We need to watch that. They have documentaries. They have Hulu has a documentary. Netflix has a documentary.
I am so down for that.
I can't believe you don't know what Firefest is. Have you never heard people refer to Firefest?
Never.
The fuck?
Babe, I talked to like 4 or 5 people total.
In your life?
Yes.
Okay, anyway. For the listeners at home, y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't even know who you are.
It's okay, neither do I.
Sorry, I just coughed all over you.
Gross.
So she is compared as another Firefest. My mind is still just blown that you don't even know what that is. Anyway, so she found out about the Twitter thread. She announced on Instagram that she found out about it, and she was canceling the tour and refunding everyone. And then, like, I think it was literally the next day, she was like, I'm uncanceling the tour and we're still doing this. And she had publicly said that she refunded everyone who went to the first workshop.
But let me guess, she did not.
No, she did.
She did? Okay,
cool. To the first two workshops, maybe? Again, like, I don't even know why I'm allowed to talk about this because the details are very fuzzy for me. My brain is filled with so much of what's going on at the moment that I'm just like...
Just let it all out.
I'm sorry for everyone who's screaming at me right now saying that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I agree. It's fine. Okay, it's fine. So she announced that she was like refunding people the workshop fee. She said that because of greed and inexperience. Like, she was blaming it on her greed and her inexperience, which is great. I mean, yeah, that was like a nice moment of self-awareness.
Yeah.
And then she took it back. She said that she was uncanceling the tour, and a bunch of people who had gone, who had been refunded, were getting emails from her saying, "I'm sorry that she's basically apologizing for the tour and for how, like, you know, poorly planned it was. And she was saying, but if you put your hand on your heart and, like, you, that tells you that, you know, you had a good time and, like, blah, 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 you can't, you got what you came for. Like, there's like a little donate here button.
I really,
like,
hope link. That nobody.
I think someone did.
Someone?
I talked to someone who had gone to the workshop, and they were like, yeah, it really wasn't that great. Like, she was hardly there, and she
wasn't even there for the first hour.
Let's move on from the scam, because the scam is boring. It's fucking old news, in my opinion. Let's get to the good shit. Let's get to me.
Wow, you're so humble.
I know. Okay, so I start following her from the Twitter thread, right? Like I said, I was very cautiously following her. I hadn't technically, like, given her a follow. I was just looking her up every day, every couple of days, and just kind of checking in. Because, like I said, once we got past the scam, I enjoyed a lot of her content because it was very relatable to me in a way, as far as, you know, she was just posting about her plants and stuff. She did this cool thing, like Plant Cam, which she was just showing pictures of her plants. And I was like, I fucking love this shit. And she has a really cute apartment. You know how I am about, like, weirdly looking at people's houses and, like, the way people decorate stuff. Like, that's my shit. I love that kind of shit.
And you both have kind of the same style in some ways.
A little bit. Like, as far as, like, the way that, like, it's a very bohemian kind of style, I would say.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I taught you that word.
You did, yeah. Thank you.
Let's reference that rock you live under again. But at the same time that I'm cautiously maybe becoming a fan of hers, I'm realizing that, holy Jesus Christ, does she, like, harp on one thing over and over and over. And at that time, it was going viral as a scam. Going viral as a scam. Oh, did you know that she went viral as a fucking scam?
No,
like,
I didn't.
It was ridiculous. And all of this time that this is happening, she's talking about her haters and stuff like that. And again, she's not posting at this time. She's not posting actual Instagram posts. She's just posting stories. So me, as someone who is only checking up on her, following her progress on Instagram, I was like, where the fuck are all of these haters? You know, like, what is she talking about? So then I started to notice just some things that I was like, I don't like that. You know, she's very... I can appreciate someone being unapologetic
about that.
Unapologetically arrogant. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, there's... Okay, let me rephrase that. There's a difference in being unapologetically, like...
Yourself
and confident, and being arrogant.
Yeah.
And a little full of yourself.
Well, being confident in yourself means you can accept criticism and... change, because but you know your core being, you know. But arrogant is more like you're just not gonna listen to anyone.
Yeah,
you don't give a shit.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, exactly.
And I started noticing these tendencies with her. Very narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
I saved it.
Was that parcel tongue?
Shut up. This is very narcissistic behavior that I was catching. And then I think one of the biggest things that kind of started changing the tides for me was whenever she did start posting actual posts on Instagram, she would, even before that, she would take screenshots of messages that trolls or haters or people with fucking valid opinions and criticisms were saying to her, and she was coming back with arguments that made no sense and that were just really weak and that were just like, okay, but what did you actually just say there?
Yeah, what'd you prove?
You proved nothing except that you can do no wrong, clearly, in your eyes, and that everybody who doesn't agree with you and doesn't fall at your knees
fall at your knees.
I'm not even drunk. Who's the drunk one?
Me.
Stop touching my toe. It's my my cheese grater toe.
I forgot you cheese grated your toe.
It's fine now. So she was like not being able to give any kind of valid response to these people other than everything you say is wrong and I'm right. Like, she was never learning from anything that people said to her. There was never any kind of attempt at growth or attempt at seeing something from someone else's point of view.
Yeah. There's no empathy there.
There's no empathy. Oh my God, no. Like, it's all about her and her experiences, and it's all about her.
Of course. And the world revolves around her, actually.
It does. It does. Yeah. It actually does. So I started noticing these things, and I was like, weird. And at that time, like I said, I was not on Twitter as far as, like, looking her up on Twitter. I was not on Reddit. I didn't even know how Reddit worked. You know, the only time I was hearing different viewpoints of her were from these people that she was portraying as trolls and haters and just really sad people, you know? And I was like, okay. And then I started to like kind of wonder if I was losing it a little bit. Cause you know, she would say things and I'm like, that's not okay. Like,
yeah.
It's not okay for you to be saying these things.
Well, that's one of the things with narcissistic behavior is that, like, you know, they're always putting on what they think is their best face. And, like, it's only through looking through, like, a third-person perspective that you kind of, like, get a real picture of who they are, you know?
Because they're a very good manipulator.
Exactly, yeah.
They're very good at manipulating stories about them,
yeah.
The narrative about them.
Exactly, because the narrative is always in their favor.
Yes, yeah. And that's what I was like. At this time, I was following her and I was almost cautiously liking her, but then I was like questioning it. And then I was like, no one else is seeing this? Is no one else fucking seeing this? Like, I was like, I'm legitimately losing it that people seem to love her so much and no one is realizing how fucking nasty and wrong she can be sometimes.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, it's just very, very like oozing narcissism.
Yeah.
Oozing. It's fun to say.
It is very fun to say. Doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Anyway, so what happens after that? Oh, what happened after that was the first time I got blocked.
Oh, okay.
So she does this time-lapse video of her repotting a plant and then putting it back in the same pot. And it was very weird. It was a very, very weird time-lapse. And I was just like,
not how repotting works.
I was very confused. I was like, what's going on? So I messaged her. And this was before I knew anything about Carolyn's relationship with people who question her. And this is where it all fucking started. this is the beginning of the end. So I messaged her and I was like, did you just put that plant back in the same pot after just doing I don't even know what?
Doing absolutely nothing.
Like I said, it was kind of a snarky comment that I sent her. It was by no means rude or mean. It was just kind of like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like genuinely curious, but a little bit of sarcasm added in there, a little bit of and then I forgot about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then like the next day I'm doing my like daily Instagram routine, which is, you know, checking up on people that I don't like and also checking up on
I like how that's how you use Instagram.
I mean, at that time I was using Instagram a lot, like personally.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my personal Instagram a lot. Now I hardly am ever on there because I'm on another Instagram. But, you know, I had like a daily routine of like snarking on people that I actually knew that I just didn't really like very much.
Mm-hmm.
Like two people in particular. And then I would just check up on Carl and see what she was up to. Because again, like I said, I was still kind of on the fence about her. And she blocked me for sending that message.
Which is crazy. Do you think she blocks every single person who sent her a message?
No. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Like, at least about the plant, you know? Like, does she just do that constantly?
As far as people, she blocks. At that time, she was blocking almost anybody and everybody who questioned anything that she was doing. I just didn't know it yet.
That seems healthy.
So then after that, I was like, wow, what a bitch. I was like, what the fuck? So, you know, I have like 5 Instagrams. So I just check, like, you know, just sign in on another one and check her from there. And then, you know, at that point, the tides had definitely turned for me. I was like, well, I don't know if I like you very much.
Took it personally there.
Yeah, but I still enjoyed seeing, like, her, some of her content. Like, some of her content was still cool. Fucking plants. I just care about plants, okay? So, then the next thing that happens is I get blocked from 2 other accounts. Because after that, she starts posting. She goes back to posts. I had no outside source of Carolyn. It was all, yeah. I was just on her Instagram. I was not on Reddit. I was not on Twitter, anything like that. You know, I was on Twitter for fucking like dog, we rate dogs. Like that's why.
Oh, I love that account.
That's
so,
why I was on Twitter.
The only reason
literally
why I got on Twitter.
The only reason why. And yeah. Then to like, you know, goof off with you on Twitter.
Oh.
So I did not know it at the time, but I would look at some of the comments on her posts. And some of them would make really fucking good points. And I got blocked from 2 different accounts by liking some of those those comments. People can't see your face, babe. You have to...
Well, I know, I know. I'm okay. Just, like...
That was just a good facial reaction to what
thank you.
I was also thinking.
I
You're
have
just
a
like...
face made for TV. What can I say?
No, you don't.
Ow. Jesus. All right.
Blow
to the ego.
You're beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just saying, people can't hear your facial expression.
I was letting you finish your sentence. But, like, can you repeat that one more time? Like, so she goes back and, like, okay, like, when, like, even people who just liked comments,
oh, yeah.
She would block.
Yeah.
Is that, like, all she does? Like, I feel like that would take a lot of time if you have a lot of followers.
Does she have a job?
Good point.
okay, so... That's how I got blocked from 2 different accounts, was by liking mildly negative comments before I caught on that's what was happening. Because I was just like, what the fuck is happening? And then I was like, oh, I think I liked a comment. And I did not realize that someone has not only the time, but the control issues
apparently
to block anybody who likes a comment that's not worshiping her.
That's just incredibly petty and like
if I didn't dislike her so much, I would almost like her for that.
Really?
Does that make sense?
No.
It's like the dedication to making sure that her narrative is so controlled is almost admirable as far as the dedication. But that's the only dedication she has in her life, is to making sure that she controls what people think about her. So
she's
I'm being sarcastic.
Fat. I know.
I'm being very sarcastic.
Yeah.
In case you didn't catch that.
I didn't. It's okay.
Okay. So, after that happens, she mentions so many times on her posts, like, calling out her haters. And specifically, at one point, called out her, like, how Twitter and Reddit is where the people who hate her live. And I was like, oh, interesting.
Interesting. Let me hear more about this.
So I started a Reddit account, and literally only for Carolyn Calloway's snark. I had a Reddit account. That's right. I had one for books, and because there's like, you know, suggest me a book and stuff like that on
Akatar. Calm down.
Oh my God. One of my followers is a huge fan of A Court of Thorns and Roses. That's what Akatar is.
Yeah.
And yeah, we totally like geeked out over it.
Aww,
I was like,
you're adorable.
Anyway, so that's right. I had a Reddit account, and so I found the blog snark subreddit.
Yeah, it's subreddit. Subreddit's right.
Okay. See, yeah. I don't even know the right terms. Yeah. I mean, I've been on it for like months now, and I still don't even know the right terms. And that's where I found my goddamn fucking people, because it was like a whole. Oh, no, world. It was amazing. It truly was just the beauty of being justified. All of my inner thoughts I had about her had been 100% justified and confirmed and validated by the blog snark subreddit on Carolyn Calloway. And I was like, this is fucking amazing.
That's beautiful.
So I started following that and like checking that subreddit like that was my fucking religion. Not only was it like, you know, snarking on Carolyn, but it was like the people who were in that Reddit or in that subreddit at the time that I joined it were probably the most forward-thinking people who just made the best criticisms, and it was all just, and we were all, everyone was just so nice with each other. And if we had like criticisms against another person, it was just like presented so with so much respect. That's what I'm trying to say. We were all so respectful of each other. We were even respectful of her. That's one thing that I thought was really interesting is like, it's not hate following Carolyn. It's snark following because shut up. Because
I didn't even say anything.
It was like everyone who was in this group just wanted to see her be better, you know, because almost all of us had started off as fans. And then had been turned because of, like, how fucking shitty she was to us. Or shitty to other people. And so it was just very interesting. It was really cool to, like, be a part of that group. Because they were just... The majority of the people there were so thoughtful in their criticisms. And, like, actually made really fucking good points. And were just literally saying everything that I would... I think that's a fucking mosquito. No, it's not. Okay. We're literally saying everything that I was trying to say, but we're saying it so much better. And it was just like the discussions that we all had going were not just hating on her. It was, you know, she could do this and like all of us would be fucking behind her. Or, you know, we would just have like, it would turn into like actual discussions and discourses on, you know,
the proper way of doing
PC like political problems and stuff like that and how to be PC, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was... You know, it was a really cool group. So, by being in that group and having all of these thoughts on Carolyn validated and these criticisms that I had of her validated, the next thing that happened was she started to really buckle down on blocking, on deleting comments and blocking people.
Like she wasn't already.
She was, but she really started to double down on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about anybody who had any kind of negative or just even not the least tiny bit positive was, like, deleted. And then she would, like, make these huge rants on her stories and posts in response to all of these haters. Trigger warning, we're about to have some sexually violent language. One of the things that really kind of struck a chord with me personally was her use of this new catchphrase that she created. And she had originally, I believe, created it like as kind of a fuck you to the reporters and the journalists that had written about her. You know, doing their job.
Yeah.
Doing their fucking job.
Yeah.
And this phrase was, suck my big fat cock.
Wow.
Yeah.
How elegant.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice. And she, you know, like, shortened it, like, did, like, an acronym, SMBFC.
I like you to, like, think about
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Yep.
And I remember the first time that she posted that, oh my God, Jesus Christ, like, this is my second glass, and you drank that whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you proud of me?
So we know where you are.
At a good place. That's where I'm at.
The first time that she posted about that and kind of like fleshed it out on her Instagram, on this particular post where she was like, this is our new thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a little gross. And it made me a little uncomfortable because this very violent language, you know, like suck my big fat cock.
That's what you say to someone you truly hate.
Yeah. It's just it's just unnecessary.
Yeah, especially for, like, just people reporting or, like, you know, saying, like, it's not, if they, like, kicked your dog, yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would do more than that, but, like.
I would physically injure someone.
Oh, I know you would. But, like.
But she was saying it to, like, reporters. She was saying it to, like, anybody who didn't agree with her. She was, like, trolls, haters, y'all can suck my big fat cock.
It's almost like you're kind of seeing, like, a spiral, like, of just. Descent and madness. Like, the amount of, like, thought she's putting into all these people, like, all these negative or comments or, like, just reporters reporting what she actually did. What kind of mindset do you have to, like, just constantly think about this, you know? And to still
months
believe in your...
later.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with, again, what I was saying about her need to control her narrative. She's such a narcissist
mm-hmm.
that she can't help herself. She has to defend everything about herself. And that's all she can think of. All she can think about is making sure people know that she's a good person.
She's and a good that's, person. The greatest.
The greatest. And the hottest.
Oh, of course. Yes.
And so that's why we were seeing her just repeat and repeat and repeat the same fucking thing over and over and over. Viral as a scam. SMBFC. All of this shit. She was just going over and over and over.
Because, you know, the more you say it, the more true it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's that saying that the loudest person in the room is probably the most insecure. Whatever that saying is that I just butchered the fuck out of.
Yeah. I don't even recognize it anymore.
Okay. Okay, moving on. So, after the SMBFC thing happened, and I noticed, like, some of the comments that stood out to me were, like, as a victim of sexual assault, that language is triggering for me. Another person commented saying that it's a negative connotation for people who enjoy doing that. You know, to, like, use that as a fuck you. Whenever people enjoyed sucking cock.
Big fat cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know.
I saw someone... as you do. As I do. I saw someone post that, and I was like, that's a great point. But a lot of people, like, a lot of comments were saying, you know, as victims of sexual assault, this is personally triggering for me. This language is personally triggering for me. So many people were asking just for a fucking trigger warning. Like, you don't even have to change what you're saying, but maybe just put a trigger warning on there. Another post that she did that still to this day sticks out to me, and I wish I could find it, but her profile is a maze where my brain cells go to die, and I just can't find shit anymore on there because there's so many. Like I said, in the span of like an hour of us recording this, wow, we're at almost 2 hours.
Are we really?
No, an hour and 36 minutes.
Jeez, good job.
She did like at least two posts, you know?
Yeah.
She just... so many posts every day. So many.
We'll get there.
So she posted something where it was like, basically, I don't even remember what the first part of it was, but then like a whole section of it that was about this big on her Instagram was just cock, 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 cock. Yeah. And I'm just like, hello? What the fuck are you doing? And yeah, that post, I was just like, I remember like reading that and I think my jaw was on the floor. I was like, what is happening right now? So after that happened, and I'm seeing all of these comments saying, you know, can you just put a trigger warning on there? Can you maybe not use this violent language? And that they would just get blocked and deleted. Deleted and blocked, sorry. And I was seeing them because on Reddit, people would like take screenshots and link them, you know. And I'm just like starting to get really fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
As a victim of sexual assault myself, which I can guarantee 90% of the listeners who are listening to this and her fucking followers, 90% of them are victims of sexual assault, because the crazy amount of numbers and statistics of people who have been sexually assaulted is just staggering. So I started to see that and I started to get like really upset, you know, just for them and for myself, because I was like seeing that and then seeing her continue to just fucking completely ignore that. I was like, seriously? Like, seriously, you talk about loving your fans and your followers so much and, you know, all of this great free content, as she loves to say. What she does is for free. She doesn't get paid to write stories on Instagram, okay?
Of course.
You know, and you're just ignoring these people who have had these experiences and who are very nicely asking you to just maybe not say that, or if you are going to say that, slap a trigger warning on there.
Do you know what that almost reminds me of? There are some parents, I'm sure people can like relate to on some level, who view their children as accessories to themselves. I almost feel like she feels the same way about her fans. They're just her accessory.
Oh, they
to
are.
To her life.
They
and
are.
Like, when they don't agree with her, she doesn't give a shit. She gets rid of them. She gets
yep.
new ones. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Like,
she only likes them and appreciates them whenever they are of benefit to her.
Exactly. Whenever they're fun for her, you know.
Oh, you're 100% spot on. And it's really interesting that you mentioned that today, October 4th.
Okay.
after a very long Twitter thread that I just posted about her using a fan. Anyway, yeah, she does that. So anyway, moving on. Let's get this ball rolling. So after that, you know, I'm getting upset. I'm getting actually upset, and I'm needing, like, I don't know, just I guess needing to be able to vent. And I think at this point is whenever I started talking to you about her, and I told you about her for the first time.
Yeah.
At our happy hours, you know, mm-hmm. we would just talk about her, and I would tell you about this stupid fucking hobby I have of snark following this random Instagram influencer. Then what really happened, what really triggered certain events is she posted a story about her in this, I think it's someplace in Italy, maybe. I can't say it. Pantaria. I'm white. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Panera Bread. Yeah, there you go.
She was in Panera Bread. Let me just read this for you, okay?
Okay.
The first impression I give is dumb bitch. I know this. We live in a world where we ascribe silence and sarcasm and masculine reservation to high intelligence and connote qualities of earnest, exuberant young womanhood with stupidity. Did you follow that?
No.
It's a bunch of, like, words to make her sound cool.
Exactly.
I see other people's misogyny showing when they hear me, like, talking and shooting goofy content and gushing about Instagram, and they clock me as this dumb bitch.
Maybe, possibly, it's because she may be one.
I mean, let's be fair. We all have our dumb bitch moments.
Oh, man. I totally do. All the time.
Aw, baby. But, I mean, I think it's great that she's self-aware of this, because she definitely does come off that way. Like, let's be fucking honest. She does. Because if you've ever heard her talk, it sounds like chalk grating against a chalkboard. And she squeaks a lot when she talks, and it's one of the most painful things I've ever experienced.
I don't think I've ever heard her talk before.
It's good. It's good.
That's a good thing?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. So, it happened the night I met Captain, let's call him Captain Daniel Steele. His real name is straight out of erotica, too. So, she's referencing Danielle Steele, who is like a romance writer.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Romance author, sorry.
Yeah.
I met him at this beachy shack whence I walked by.
Who used the word whence, by the way? Like, is she from the... Are we
reading, I wasn't ready.
Is this Persuasion? Is this what we're reading right now?
I wasn't ready.
The modern day Persuasion?
Holy God. Okay. I met him at this beachy shack whence I walked by.
Whence? Is that even used correctly?
No! It's not!
Oh.
Whence I walked.
She went to Cambridge, right?
Cambridge. You dumb fuck.
Jesus.
Alright. I said videographer. You said Cambridge.
Whatever.
Or even. I met him at this beachy shack.
Beachy shack. Is that different than a beach check?
Whence I walked 5 miles daily to buy almond granita. Granita?
What is a granita?
I don't know. While I was detoxing from Adderall. So she was addicted to Adderall while she was in Cambridge. Oh. I don't remember how long she said she was addicted, but a couple years for sure. I had come to this remote Italian island, Pantelleria?
Let me see.
Pantelleria, right there at the top.
Yes. Pantelleria.
I had come to this remote Italian island, Panera Bread, because all my Sicilian aristocrat friends, I always say aristocrat. Listen, that's the best fucking movie.
Of course.
Because all my Sicilian aristocrat friends go there every year for 2 parties. She's really cool.
I like the aristocrat version better.
Aristocrat?
Yeah.
But at this point, the parties were over and they had all scattered back to their castles across Europe.
What? Does everyone live in a castle?
Yes. She knows Sicilian aristocrats and people who live in castles, okay?
Oh my God.
But But at this point, the parties were over and they had all scattered back to their castles across Europe. I stayed because the fresh air and salt water and exercise were doing my withdrawal so much good. Captain Daniel Steele was sitting with three other men, all older than him. I hadn't heard English in months. I blurted, "Are you guys American?" They offered me a glass of wine and we asked the normal stuff. Why am I here? Vacation. Why are they here? Work. What's my job? Oh, I write stories on Instagram. And I saw the four of them share a look. This dumb bitch. What do y'all do? Another shared look. This one I couldn't place. We, work at the airport, said Dan cagily. I thought, this tiny island's airport is too small to support four foreign jobs. Instead, I asked, why did you answer for your bosses? Another silence I couldn't untangle. Actually, I am the boss, said Dan, but let's not talk about work. So boring. I smiled and asked about home. The older men all had wives and children back in the States. I thought, oh, the older men all had wives and children back in the States. I thought, and they left their families, capitalized, to come work at the airport, capitalized, and Panera Bread, capitalized. No way. What's your ring? I said, reaching across the table and lightly running my fingers across his palm. His plam.
His plam. Also, can I
OG Snarkers know what that is.
1 second. It sounds like a really bad fan fiction.
Oh, it does. I know.
Like.
I know.
Or.
Also, she writes horribly.
Do you remember that one romance novel I read to you? Do you remember that?
While we were driving?
While we were driving, yeah. It sounds exactly like that.
The Dracula fucking paperback Dracula. Romance novel.
We need to finish that. That was beautiful.
No, we never do. No, you're right. And like, I the first time I read this, I was like, does she think we're all idiots?
That, or does she think she's a great writer?
Yes. Okay, so, but let me finish this. Okay, what's your ring? I said, reaching across the table and lightly running my fingers across his plam. West Point. Oh, shit, I laughed, dropping his hands. You guys fucking lied to me. You're all in the military and you must be in charge. And that's when they started telling me the truth. To be continued.
Oh, I can't wait for the next part.
By the way, that was July 26th and she has not come back to it.
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
After reading that dumpster fire of an Instagram post, I'm on Reddit because we're all like talking about this post and we're all like, this is fucking fake as fuck and like totally elaborated, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and obviously, like it's going past what her normal elaboration. Did I just make up that word? Sure. Let's move on.
No, it's a word.
Elaboration.
I think. I'm looking it up right now.
It's going past it because I was like, you know, we're all reading this and we're like, this isn't even slightly believable. Like,
it's a word.
It is? Oh, cool. You know, it's just bad. It's just bad. But I'm watching the comment section because it's becoming a little bit of a hobby. I almost said hobbit.
You're adorable. You adorable little nerd.
God damn it. It's becoming a hobbit of mine to watch her comments, screenshot the good comments that I know are going to either get a huge response from her telling them how stupid they are and how wrong they are, or they're just going to get blocked and deleted. So, trigger warning, suicide. Someone commented saying that you should really be careful about outing this guy, because if this story is true and you're on this remote island and he's, at one point I think she mentions that he's a drone pilot.
Yeah.
The person who's writing this comment is like, you should really be careful about outing him and like protecting his privacy if this story is actually true, because it's not like there's a whole lot of drone pilots that are stationed to this random island.
Yeah, exactly.
In Sicily. Then they continue to comment saying, my brother was also a drone pilot and he completed suicide. You know, she was just sharing what had happened. And it was a really like provoking comment. Like it was really tough to read, but it was like a very good comment. She was just basically saying, please be aware of his privacy. And she deleted it.
So it came from her heart and she was just like, nah.
Yeah, she didn't even respond to it. She deleted it and blocked it. And then this person came back from another account and commented again, saying, for me to share what had happened and to be vulnerable, and for you to just completely disregard it and delete it and not even care about what I said or this guy's privacy and protection is really not okay. And there was this whole, I wish I still had it, but I don't, unfortunately. There's this whole string of comments, and Carolyn basically finally responds saying, hey, look, like, I don't think, like, clearly you have some issues and I don't think this is the right place for you to be talking about this. I'm not a therapist, is basically what she says.
That bitch.
Yeah. So I am screenshotting all of this. Mm-hmm. And it was at that exact point that I took one of my burner Instagram accounts that I wasn't using and I created an Instagram called Blocked by Caro. And that was my very first post. And I even messaged that person and I told them, I was like, you're not alone. Like, people, you have a lot of fans out there who saw, because like, I would, like, in the Reddit comment section, people were, or sorry, on the Reddit thread, people were being like, you know, I really hope that person's okay. And like, mm-hmm. we really appreciate them sharing their story and stuff like that.
Incredibly traumatizing, honestly.
Yeah. And so I messaged them and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry that she just completely ignored you like that. And like, you're not alone and you have fans out there and you have people you can talk to and stuff like that. And that was my first post. That was my first Instagram post. And shit fucking took off from there. Because the smallish at the time Reddit community found out about my Instagram, and all I was doing at the time was trying to document as many comments as I could. So that ranged from general snarking comments that are just kind of like not super serious, just kind of like, what the fuck is going on, or kind of calling her out on a little bit of stuff, to people genuinely saying, you know, like that story about that one follower with their brother, or people saying, you know, talking about how uncomfortable the SMBFC,
you did it,
of how uncomfortable that makes them as victims of sexual assault and stuff like that. So it just kind of like snowballed from there. I mean, once the Reddit community found out about it, I got like 300 followers like very quickly. As more people continued to find out about it, you know, I was getting a lot of, I mean, the CC snark community is thirsty. They are some thirsty bitches. I mean, I was getting, on average at that point, 500 story views, and had like, because I was public. So a lot of people weren't following me because they didn't want Carl to find out about it and to block them, because she's infamous for blocking people.
Of course.
So I'm wondering if at this point we should introduce the Blocked by Caro Instagram, and that's a whole nother story. And I'm wondering if we should maybe put that into episode 2.
Yeah, maybe we should like
That
whole thing. Yeah. But I'm really appreciating like this little like intro into it, because I never really understood it before. I knew she like made some scams, but like, hearing these stories, I guess, and like understanding where people are coming from a little more, kind of makes me understand the public outrage.
Like you can understand
why people are mad. Right. At her. Yeah.
Like, and I think that's what's interesting. Like, I had someone message me on Twitter, literally, I think it was yesterday, and they're like, dude, like, how fucking lame is it that you are devoting your life to this? And I was like, I know, right? But no.
Actually, yes, you are right.
But I wanted to legitimately be like, follow her, because he or she or they, whoever, was like, I only heard about her like 2 days ago, but it's really fucking lame that you're like,
you have an
account dedicated to tearing her down. And, you know, whenever you see and hear and read all of the little nuances and little things that happen, if you're actually paying attention, and you realize how problematic the things that she does are. Did I do that right? Things that she does. The things she do.
It don't be like it do sometimes. But sometimes it do.
Anyway, you know, it's like, if someone comes to me and they're like, I've only been following Carolyn Calloway for a day, I'll be like, honey, you get back to me, because you have no idea. No idea. And it's not until you get a full view of all of the little things that she does that make this huge picture and you realize how disturbing it is that someone can get away with this kind of shit.
And have and be followers. Seen.
Right. And be seen by an audience that is mostly young college girls as someone to look up to. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very disturbing. And that's only hitting on nothing that she's done.
Like, the very surface.
The very level. Fucking surface. So I hope that that was not too painful for people. I feel like I rambled a lot. Hopefully I didn't. Hopefully that was concise. For the next episode, I plan on finishing the backstory of how I came to do this podcast. And then we're going to hopefully get into, we're going to hit on some other things like art, certain art scams that are occurring.
Oh.
A certain cut article that happened very recently. And once we get past those pretty big milestones is when we're going to hopefully get to where we are following, basically doing weekly updates and recaps of what she posts.
Well, I'm very intrigued by these little tidbits you give me.
You're welcome.
there's so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. But anyway, thank y'all so much for listening and for being amazing supportive followers. I want to do a quick shout out to all of my close friends on my Instagram who very nicely volunteered to be guinea pigs for my podcast. And y'all are amazing.
Thank you, and I'm sorry you have to listen to us.
Yeah, we're really sorry. Okay, see you next week or next time.
Whenever.
See you sometime.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That was bad. Ow.
There we go. Nice.
Thanks for listening to Pardon My Snark, hosted by Shay Shades and Ryan Fall. Check out our website at pardonmysnarkpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at Pardon My Snark Podcast and Twitter at PardonMySnark_. If you have any questions, answers, or interesting Carl stories to share, please email them to PardonMySnarkPodcast@gmail.com. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts because we will love you forever for that. Thank you and happy snarking.